Thank you, sir. Thank the Lord today for this privilege that I have and this opportunity to be on the radio today. I hope and pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you and that God will, I know He wants to speak to every heart. And I tell you, I'm not much anything, but I am called to preach His Word. And I'm trying to follow the Lord today. I'm trying to just follow Him up close and do His will. I want to be used of God. I do want His hand on me. For soul's sake, and I know it's going to take God to do that, because I know I have no power to save, and I have no power on my own to do this great work that needs to be done. But if we yield our vessels unto Him, and love souls, and love the Word of God, and be really very concerned and compassionate for souls, the Lord will use those that are willing and ready and humble. Because the need is great. Need is great today. It's very few people getting saved today. There's so many people getting counterfeited. So many people turning over new leaves and joining this and joining that. I tell you, a lot of the young folks today, they're joining churches, but there's so many of them too, and false cults, false religions. I tell you, out there in the world, just running and just living a life of pleasure and a life of sin. And I tell you, it's sad. It's very sad today. And they think that nothing bad's going to happen and everything's lovely. But I tell you today that we're living in an evil world. We're living in a time where, I mean, Satan is on the loose, his demons. And I tell you, there's so much going on out there. So many people being hurt, being kidnapped. There's so much going on. And that's the works of Satan. That's not God at all. But I know one day the Lord's going to put him in his place. But I tell you, the young folks today need to really be slow and really listen to those that know about what's going on and knows the truth. They need to listen to them. They need to obey their parents. They need to just follow the things that are right, because you get out there, it's going to overwhelm you. It's going to overtake you. No matter how much you think you can handle it, it's going to overtake you and take you down. And so many have been destroyed by it. Sin will destroy. Sin will take you down to hell. That Bible tells us that we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But if you let your flesh run and you run after those types of things and sin, you're going to be overwhelmed. Just like the alcoholic, most of those, I mean, they'll tell you, they all started with just a little drink, and they didn't think that it would come to a point where it would overtake them, and they drank every day. Just like those that's on dope, they thought that they could just handle it. They could just do a little bit with their friends for that moment, and they just quit anytime they want to. But now they realize that that's not strong enough. Now they're running after the stronger stuff. And I tell you, that's what sin will do. It'll overrun you, overtake you. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. And you can't handle it. And the only hope you have is that you get your sins forgiven, that you get your sins under the blood of Jesus that will forgive you and cleanse you and put His Spirit within you, the Holy Spirit, to live and walk in you and guide you, and you can say no to sin and yes to God. And I tell you, He'll fill your soul with joy and with peace. And yes, you'll have trouble in this flesh. I'm not come to tell you today, if you get saved, that everything's lovely. You won't have any problems. You will have problems. You will have things that come your way, oppositions. You're going to have persecutions. There's going to be different things that's going to happen and take place in this life. But the good part is you'll have Jesus to take you through. He'll comfort you. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Spirit of God will comfort you and guide you and give you what you stand in need of. He will sustain you. He will encourage you. He will bless you in a mighty way. And I tell you, one day this all going to be over, and the church is going home to be with Christ. He's going to come back and get His body, His purchased possession, all those that He bought with His blood. He shed at Calvary. He's coming back to get them and take them on to heaven. And I tell you, that's when it's going to be perfect. That's when it's going to be no problems. That's when it's going to be no sin, no devil, no disappointments, and no death. I tell you, it's going to be wonderful. But while we live today, we must fight a good fight and run a good race, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're looking unto Him. I tell you, laying aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us today. And I tell you, there's sin in the world. I tell you, there's temptation in the flesh. And Satan works on the temptation that's in our flesh to stop us, to try to get us to grab hold and run after the things that we're tempted by. And Satan has the power to tempt us, and we are tempted because we that are saved, we're still housed in a human body. We're still in the flesh, and this flesh stinks. It's rotten. It's vile. It's depraved. The Bible tells us there's no good thing that dwelleth in our flesh. Paul knew about it. I tell you, I mean, he was a man, the best preacher, I tell you here, that God ever let live. I believe that too. My pastor's preached that for years, and I tell you, Apostle Paul, the Lord blessed him and gave him all these books to write. I believe it was 14 of them, but 13, 14, I believe it was 14 of them of the New Testament, and God blessed him, but he made the comment about that there dwelleth no good thing in him that's in his flesh. The Bible tells us that there's nothing good about us. So we have to follow the inward man, and there is an inward man, there's an outward man, and when you get saved, he saves your soul, and he puts the Spirit of living God inside you. And that's the inward man. That's the one you follow. But the flesh is going to be tempted. You're going to be tempted by things. There's lust in our flesh today. And in everybody's flesh, there's lust. Some type of lust. Some type of temptation that Satan will throw at us and work on us with. But we have the overcomer on the inside. And the Bible said, greater than he that's in us than he that's in the world. And so we can follow the Holy Spirit. We can follow that inward man. And we won't follow and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh if we'll deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him. The Bible said that we must die daily. He's talking that we must die to our flesh, die to the temptation that's there. Don't take heed to it, but cast it down. If you're saved today, my friend, it's time to live for God. It's time to lay aside the sins. It's time to lay aside the things that so easily possess you. It's time for you to go northward. It's time for you to pick up your cross and follow the Lord, because the time's coming when it's going to be too late to work. It's going to be a time when it's all going to be over. It's time and high time. The Bible tells us that God's people wake up out of their sleep and put on the armor of light and cast off the works of darkness. And the Bible said, go out, depart, go out in the midst of her and touch no unclean thing. It's time to live for God. And it's time to fight a good fight and run a good race and get out there and win the lost. I mean, be a living example. Have a burning testimony in a lost and dying world, and around the people in your families and your loved ones. And I tell you, just be a bright and shining light to them, and knowing that there's hope. There's hope for them. It's hope for the drunkard. There's hope for the dope addict. It's hope for the homosexual. It's hope for, all types of adultery and fornication and liars and murderers. There's hope today for all folks and all matters sin. God gave his son to die for our sin. And I tell you, he bore our sin in his own body on the tree. And he will justify you if you'll come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He will forgive that sin of murder. He will forgive that sin of homosexuality. He'll forgive the sin of adultery and fornication and all these types of things. He said, I'll forgive you. All matter of sin is forgiven. As long as you hadn't just gone so far that you turned over to a reprobated mind and blasphemed the Holy Spirit of God. And I tell you, that's a no doubt a hard thing to do. I mean, you just need to be careful about that today. But my preaching today is coming to tell you that there is hope. I want you to know there's hope. No matter how far you've gone, no matter how far and deep that you think you've gone, and you may think it's too late. You may think that God is never would hear you, the things that you've done. But I promise you today, he will. He will. He's a forgiving God. He's a long-suffering God. And I'm so thankful he died for all matter of sin. And he'll lift you up out of the pit by our sin. And he'll put your feet on the solid rock. And I tell you, he'll put something different inside you. He'll put his Spirit inside you. And the Bible said the Spirit will guide you through all truth. And I tell you today, there's hope for you today. There's hope. And I tell you, if you'll come to him and repent, that's what Jesus said. That's all you can bring is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's what God will accept. That's what God will not despise, as one that's broken and contrite and humble and wanting to be saved. He'll forgive you of everything that you've ever done. I'm going to tell you, turned over a new leaf is not good enough. Just doing good works is not good enough. And joining the church is not good enough. The Bible tells us what the law couldn't do because it was weak. And God sent his son and the Bible said, in the likeness of sinful flesh. He wasn't a sinner when he came. He was just in the likeness of sinful flesh. He got into a body like me and you. His seed came from God. His body came from his mother. But he came to die for sinners. And Paul said, who I am chief of. He said, I'm chief among the sinners. And he died for me and saved me and called me. Called me out of and brought me forth. He said, in due time, he said he was apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a prisoner, no doubt of God. I mean, he paid a price. He suffered for the word and for the work of God. But he was very jealous for the word of God and to get the word of God out. And God blessed him in a mighty way. But God will forgive you today. He will forgive all your sin. The Bible said, we that are saved, we was once dead in trespasses and sins, but Jesus quickened us and made us alive. He made us alive by listening, by having faith to believe, by hearing the word. And faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. And as we hear the word of God and we believe it, and we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and he died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he has all power to deliver us from our sin. We come by faith, believing on him. He will hear our feeble cry as we repent and save us. That's how you get saved. It's by grace are you saved, through faith. None of works, bless any man should boast. It's the gift of God. You can't work your way to heaven. You got to have faith believing. And the Bible said before you have faith, there's got to be grace, because we don't deserve faith. We don't deserve God. We don't deserve the blessings of God. We don't deserve salvation. So grace must be given. And the Bible says by grace are we saved. It's been given to us. It's a gift of grace. It's a gift of eternal life. And I tell you, you must come and taste of the water of life freely. You must come and see yourself and fall down at his feet and confess your sins to God, and he will cleanse you of your sins. The Bible said, in time past, we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now working in the children of disobedience. We was a child of disobedience. We ran from God. We didn't run to God. We was running from God, and we was running away from the greatest thing that could ever happen to us. But thank God, he saves sinners. No matter how much you've run, no matter what you've done, who you done it to, thank God he'll forgive you of your sin. He'll bring you up. He'll pull you out. He'll put your feet on the solid rock, and the rock is Christ. And I tell you, the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. When you're on a firm foundation, thank God today, there's nothing can break you loose from the salvation of the Lord. Thank God, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither death nor life, nor things present or things to come. No type of sin, no principality, nor things in the past, nor things that come in the future. Thank God, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our blessed Lord today. Thank God, I'm thankful what I have. I know I have eternal life. And I tell you today, he'll forgive you, he'll save you, and he'll give you the free gift of eternal life. The Bible said, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We was a child of wrath. We was by nature, the Bible said, children of wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein loved us. Thank God, he said, but God. Thank God he loved us. He's rich in mercy today. No matter how far you go, no matter how deep, no matter how condemned that you are today, thank God he's rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy, and he's great. His love is great. And I tell you, he loves you with an unconditional love, and he's willing and ready to save. Come to him today. Come to him, and he'll save you. He'll make you new. I tell you, it's nothing you can do but come and bring that broken heart and a contrite spirit and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm hell bound. I don't deserve to be saved. But Lord, save me. Forgive me of all my sins. I'll live for you, and I'll do my best to please you. If you'll pray like that and really mean it, he'll save you. You never are the same. Well, my time's come and gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.